I told myself I was gonna take a break and give myself some time. A little bit of a hiatus, if you will. And it's become quite evident that I don't think that's something that I could do. And there's something that just draws me to keep making things. Making content, whether it be writing, recording these little audios, or a couple projects that I have on the roster. I know if I don't do any of these things, then you know, I start to kind of lose it and start to lose my sense of self. So I don't know. I don't think it's something that I can easily do. So early in the game, even. And I think it's just a... I think it's just the inkling of a burnout. One of many, I suppose. Well, it's comes with the territory. When you're someone that's creative. Or just generally someone that likes to work. Whatever it is, whatever this feeling is, and whatever is this onset kind of ailment. I'm just gonna have to accept it. Can't get away from it. And I gotta face it. Head on. Grab the bull by the fucking horns and sort my shit out. And I have to say, this burnout is coming hard, it's coming fast, and it's unrelenting. And I can feel it kind of. It's like that feeling when you're in bed, you wake up, you have this strange sense of impending doom, and your eyes dart around to try to make sense of anything, any shape that you see in the every corner of the room, and you see that things are starting to kind of form into weird, odd demons that you've kind of pushed aside in the back of your mind, and they start manifesting into your worst nightmares. And that's exactly how I can feel that this burnout is coming about, like some kind of sleep paralysis demon. It creeps, gets a hold of me, grabs me and paralyzes me. And all I can do is really write it out. It's really the only thing I can do. Write out this burnout. See where it takes me. All I could say is that this burnout and the side effects of it are the butterfly effect. The way that it's rippling for me, it's kind of, it's hard to explain. I don't quite understand it, and I don't think I'll ever fully understand it, and I don't even know if it's real. Sometimes I'll be looking at my computer, I'll be at my desk, trying to get some work done. Like, it's using empty screen. Can't even bring myself to pull up the project outlines for work. Send out that email that I've been putting off. When I stare at the empty screen, there's nothing going on. I haven't touched my mouse. Keyboard hasn't been moved. I just stare for a very long time. And then I find myself looking at the wall. And I don't know how much time has passed since that. I'll just stare as if something is going to, some answers are going to appear before me, but nothing ever does. I have no sense of time anymore. No sense of anything, no sense of self. And I should be scared. But for whatever reason, I just don't feel it. I just don't feel the need to be afraid of whatever is happening. It's like some strange comfort about the unknown. And so I let it happen. And as I do, the more that it happens, the more that I can feel that the time passing in between is longer and longer and longer. I don't know if I'm staring at the wall for days. I don't know if I haven't done anything for days. Everything just feels slower. And the best way to describe it is the time displacement that you get when you're under the influence. And you get a little too high and you no longer understand what time is. And you just sit there. It could have been 5 minutes, but in your head it feels like it's been half the day. And that's exactly how it feels like. But the longer that this keeps going on, and the longer that it happens, and every time it happens, every time I catch myself, it for whatever reason, it just seems to get progressively worse. And sometimes I'll find myself in my apartment, and then I wake up, and there's blood all over me. I check to make sure that it's not mine. Sometimes I wake up, I'm completely naked. Or I'm fully clothed. Or I'm partially naked. Whatever it is, each time, like, I can't find the source of the blood. I wake up alone. There's no one around me. There's no blood around me. If I'm indoors, I can't find the trace of it. There's nothing. It's just blood on me. I can't put a finger on it, and I don't even know if I should be concerned. I don't even know if this is actually happening. I don't even know if it's real. All I know is that I will black out, wake up, blood all over me. Can't tell if it's mine. I can't tell whose it is. It's a frequent thing that's been going on, and each time I feel like there's some kind of drive, some kind of hunger for more. For more what? I don't even know. I can't even explain what goes on in my head. It's something that I just let happen, really. Did I hurt someone? Did I hurt myself? Can't figure it out. I mean, maybe I might have hurt myself, but each time I look for the source of it, I can't find it. And every time it happens, the more blood appears. There's more blood each time I wake up. I can either wake up in the park somewhere, in a foreclosed somewhere nearby, whatever it is, I was never too far from home. And there's a lot of these abandoned houses, abandoned lots in my neighborhood. I live in the greatest neighborhood, to be honest. So it's not quite surprising that shit happens and I wake up nearby. And whatever it is, it's, I guess no one really bats an eye. And it's something that they see often around these parts. It's not new. In every corner you'll see someone shooting up. Every corner you'll see someone getting raped. In every corner you see someone getting mugged. So it's not, it's not new. And it doesn't help me in any way because I don't even know what's going on. And I try to call out and no one answers. You know, maybe it is in my head and maybe I don't really need to worry about it. I can just shrug it off. But the one thing that I know that I can't shrug off is whatever hunger is coming from it. I don't know what it is. It's kind of a strange aching that I can feel rising up from the bottom. I can feel it in my cunt. And this insatiable drive, this insatiable lust, this hunger. Lust? Is it even lust? I can't. I can't come to terms with saying that it's some form of lust, but I'm hungry for something. I need something more. And I don't think whatever I'm getting is enough. I'm not worried about it. I'm not scared of it. I'm accepting whatever it is that's inside me that needs violence. It's, I'm grasping at straws at this point. I'm desperate. Every time I wake up and there's blood on me, sometimes I wish it's yours. Sometimes I wish that maybe you and I had an encounter and things didn't go so well because I'm so stressed out and because I'm so fucked up and so messed in the head. I couldn't help it. Just bash a fucking brick across your face. And it would turn me on thinking about that so much. And sometimes these days, that's all I can ever come to. All I can ever masturbate to. I can't masturbate to anything normal anymore. You show me a video of someone getting tied up, spanked around, it just doesn't do it. I see a pretty girl. I lose my fucking mind. I see a very cute boy. I can't help it. I can't help these fucking thoughts. It doesn't matter who you are. If I'm attracted to you, I need to fucking end you. Even now I'm thinking about it. All I can think about is that crimson red. Like a pool of it, and I can just dive right in. And I don't care if I drown in it. It doesn't fucking matter if I drown in it. I just need to be in your blood. I just need, oh god, I just need, I just need your blood. need it all over me. I need to drink it. I need it inside me. I need your fucking blood. I need it. I need it. I need it. I need your fucking blood. I need you to bleed for me. Fuck. Oh, fuck. I know it's a little fucked up. I know it's not right. And there's really no one else to blame but myself. And I think those sleep paralysis demons are telling me something. I think they're trying to point me in the right direction. Fuck. And I can see it now. I can see myself. Oh, going for a swim in a fucking sea of blood. A sea of your blood. And all the fucking organs splashing around. And I know it fucking tastes good. And I know that's what's gonna... I know that's what's gonna satiate me. Your fucking demise. Oh, fuck. And that's what's gonna get me going. That's what's gonna keep me... That's gonna keep me creative. It's gonna keep me doing these things. It's gonna... Oh, it's gonna fuel my fucking... everything that I make, everything that I make for you, it's... Oh, fuck. It's all because I want you to die. Fuck. Such a beautiful scene in my head. A fucking murder scene. And it's... And it's because of me. Oh, fuck. I don't want these thoughts to end. I don't want them to stop. I'll drive myself all the way to the fucking edge. Bring myself to another fucking mental breakdown. Another burnout again and 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 again. These burnouts, all these fucking burnouts, all these fucking blackouts, oh, they lead me to something new. That brings me something new. It makes, ooh, it makes me feel so fucking alive. I don't think I'm even making sense anymore. It doesn't fucking matter. All I know is that I'm fucked. I'm stressed. And I'm ready for a fucking breakdown. And when I break down, I black out. And when I black out, I wake up and there's blood all over me. Maybe the next time it happens, maybe the next fucking burnout, and the next time I fucking pass out, and the next time all I see is black, the next time I wake up, I'm hoping that it's you. I'm hoping that you are mine. But a girl can dream. For now, I'll just ride out this wave. I'll just ride out this stress. I don't think I'll go on a hiatus. I can't do it. I need to be here. I need to be in the filth. I need to drown myself in the filth so that next time I can drown myself in your fucking blood.